Welcome to Create Beauty Every Day, a podcast about art, life, and creativity. I'm Deanne Fitzpatrick, and this podcast is brought to you by hookingrugs.com. Be sure to go over to my website and find out all about rug hooking, creativity, and art. Create beauty every day. So now I want to invite Jennifer Melville on to the live today, and we're going to have a conversation about what she's up to. Now, come on in, Jennifer.
Hi.
Come on down.
Nice to see you. Come on down. It's like The Price is Right. Do you mind if I hook while we talk?
No, that's
okay.
Awesome.
Great.
I'd love it.
So, Jennifer, I've known you for, well, probably since the Folk Art Festival, so maybe 30 years. Almost.
Can't be.
A little bit, maybe 24,
25
years.
Yeah.
Okay. About 25 years.
Yeah.
And the last time I saw you told me it was 18 years ago. I can't believe it, because I've talked to you in between then.
And I was dying wool.
You were dying wool for a while, and you had some great wools. You were really good at it, but you were just sort of playing with things.
Yeah.
You were kind of finding your way.
I was.
You were. Yeah. You're an accountant by nature or trade.
By trade.
And nature.
I think that plays into what I do.
I think it does.
Yeah.
So tell us what you do.
Okay. So as you said, I am an accountant, and I did work in the financial industry for a decade or so. And then I had two kids, and I decided to stay home.
Right.
And I think that as you go through different seasons of life, you do gravitate towards different things. So during the time with the children, that's when I was really into the dyeing wool.
You were,
Because I was making things for them. I was making toys, and I was dyeing wool. We were dyeing wool together. We got sheep.
Yeah.
We did the whole, full circle.
You were making little bowls.
I was.
They were gorgeous.
Little strawberries.
Yeah,
and
they were lovely.
Little sweaters that they would never dare to wear now. Unless it's an ugly sweater party. So then as the kids got older, I started writing. I started to have more quiet time, which is something I really need to be able to write.
Yeah.
And I actually really started all of this one week into the pandemic.
This is what she did. When all of you guys started hooking rugs, Jennifer started writing.
I got a puppy first.
Oh, you got a puppy first?
Seriously, first week I got a puppy.
Yeah.
And then I started writing.
Yeah.
And I haven't stopped since.
Wow. How many books have you written?
I've written 11, and I have another one coming out soon.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
But you were very courageous. You didn't wait around and say, I got to get a publisher, or I'm afraid to show this. You went right at it, girl.
I did.
Yeah.
And I was sick to my stomach when I first did it, for sure.
Yeah.
I remember you asked me to come here.
I did.
First book, and I wasn't ready.
No.
I'm ready now.
Yeah. You're ready now.
Yeah.
4 years later.
4 years later.
Yeah.
But, I started at that time, I started to really think, and I think a lot of people did during the pandemic, because we were forced to slow down, we were forced to kind of live that everyday, ordinary life in our homes.
Yeah.
So I started to explore the idea of elevating the everyday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the accountant in me comes in.
Yeah.
Because I like to analyze things. And if something's got me down, or if something's on my nerves...
On my nerves. I know exactly.
There's a lot of stuff that's on my nerves.
Anybody else feel that?
I like to problem solve.
Yeah.
So how can I fix this?
Yeah.
My books cover a lot of different topics.
Yeah.
But there's that common thread that runs through all of them, which is elevating the everyday. So whether I look at it from, I've written a book about personal finance.
Yeah. Personal finance is one.
So just general, elevate the everyday. I have your home life, personal finance. I write a lot about personal style.
Yeah.
I wrote about surviving the Canadian winter and how to thrive during that winter, which is one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
Paris, always inspired by the French.
How to be French,
because if there is a society that has it figured out.
Elevates the everyday.
It's the French.
They do.
They are masters of the art of living and the joie de vivre.
Yeah.
So I draw a lot of inspiration from the French. The seashore, how can I use that as a metaphor to bring into my life? So I wrote a book about Christmas, and how can we make Christmas feel less stressful and enjoy the season instead of dread it. Just, It's sad to say, but
some people do. Yeah, some of us have a lot of pressure around that time of year. Yeah.
So yeah, that's sort of the common thread that runs through all of my books.
I love that, Jennifer. Because we're always talking about, like, I just sometimes feel like we don't realize the value of an ordinary day. You know, we forget until one day you get a call and then you realize, I just wish it was yesterday.
Just it. Yeah.
Do you know what just I mean? Like, I just wish it was just a regular day.
Yeah. So a lot of it, I think, comes down to mindset.
Yeah.
If you're going to, one thing that elevates my everyday is getting outside.
Yeah. Nature, walking.
Nature, I run. I still run.
You still run.
But I walk my dog twice a day on this little path through the woods.
Yeah.
And instead of, thinking about, you know, I got to get the kids doing this.
Yeah.
He didn't do his homework on that. And that, I try to just really be mindful of where I am and really soak up the atmosphere of the forest.
Yeah.
And that plays into not only my mood, but also I get so much inspiration from it. It comes into my writing, it comes into how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I did an interesting thing when I was writing this one, Cozy Up.
Yep. That's the Canadian winter one?
Yes.
You should show people.
And it's still, honestly, it's still winter here.
It's still cozy. March is winter.
Yeah. It's cozy season. We're still living it.
We are, absolutely. Yeah.
I was thinking about scent.
Yes.
You know, filling your home with scents. And I did this interesting exercise. I was walking through the forest. And normally I'm just kind of looking around, or I'm usually watching my dog and thinking how cute he is. But that day I just tuned into the smells.
Yeah.
And I really focused on like that earthy smell. And then you go a little further and it was the dead leaves, and kind of focused on that the whole walk. And I came to just feel so safe and comforted.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was because growing up, I spent a lot of time in the woods with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that just makes me feel safe.
Yeah.
And when I came back in the house to write, I've kind of brought that into the idea of bringing that feeling of safety and security and cozy through scent in your home.
Right.
So using scent in that way to elevate
your
everyday.
Yeah.
So surrounding yourselves with scents that make you feel really good.
Yeah. Like baking, like cinnamon.
Like cinnamon for someone. For me, it was actually wood smoke and firewood.
Wood smoke and firewood.
I love that smell.
Yeah, I do too.
It reminds me of my dad.
Yeah.
So there are just all these little ways that you can do things by being mindful and intentionally adding them into your day. So if rug hooking, if you're looking at what adds more beauty to my life, or what adds more enthusiasm, is another thing I like to add. Well, if it's rug hooking, well, then set yourself up for success.
Yeah.
So get up earlier. I used to get up in my 20s.
Yeah.
Before work at the accounting firm, I used to hook in the morning.
Yeah.
When I lived really close to the office, I used to come home in my business suits for lunch.
Yeah.
And I'd put an apron over my navy suit. And I would hook over the lunch hour.
Yeah.
You know, trying to find a way to fit it in and make it a priority.
Like,
find those things in life that really light you up.
Yeah.
And make time for them.
Yeah. Now, Jennifer, I know why, but I'm going to ask you a bold question. And I'm going to ask you, what makes you the person to tell everybody in, how many books is it again?
11
books. What makes you the person to tell people how to elevate the ordinary? Why do you know so much about it?
I believe I'm the everyday woman. I just lead a regular life in Nova Scotia. There's nothing particularly special about me, but I have taken the time to think about these things and just put them down on paper. So who am I to do it? Well, I can do it. You can do it. Anybody can do it.
Yeah. We can all do it.
Doesn't everyone want to be the expert on their own life?
Mm.
Doesn't everybody want to kind of take that on and figure out how to?
Yeah.
So these are just my musings.
Yeah.
And I always say, like, these are just some ideas to get you started.
Yeah.
Take what suits you.
Yeah.
Leave the rest, and then really think about what works for you.
I think that one of the things that makes you really good at this and writing like this is because you are very intentional. Even when you were young, I remember when you were building your house. Do you still live in the same house?
I do still live in the same
yeah.
house.
You were very intentional about that house and how you were going to do
yeah.
it and how, and you know, how you were going to raise your children and how you were going to do things.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, we all get challenged in our
That's
intentions.
That's the accountant in me.
That's the accountant
it's
in
the
you.
The analytical
yeah.
mind,
yeah.
problem solving.
Yeah.
I love looking at a situation and thinking, how can I make this better?
Yeah.
And sometimes making something better is lowering your standards.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Especially when you have teen boys.
Isn't that the truth? Really, it is.
You know,
yeah.
Like, I'm so cranky all the time.
Yeah.
There's stuff everywhere. And then I just had to realize, okay, I have to let go of the perfectionism of what I want my house to look like.
Yeah.
My bedroom looks really, really nice.
Just that you lock the door to that.
Yeah. The dogs, I have dog. The dogs are allowed in. The boys aren't. And my closet looks like a boutique. Okay, it's my closet.
So you can control that.
I can control it.
You can control that
little
bit.
Escape. The kitchen is like a nacho factory. I'm okay with it for now.
And it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
So I lowered my standards.
Isn't that beautiful?
And I'm happier for it.
Yeah.
And I nag less for it. I'm just a nicer person.
What a simple way to elevate your ordinary day, right?
Just
is to like... Like just
let, it go.
Let that perfectionism, like let that out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a shame really how it does make us unhappy sometimes.
It does make me unhappy.
Yeah.
I work on it every day.
To not.
I know they have to be accountable for the responsibilities, but
yeah.
I can't die on every hill in that house. I can't. I can't. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
You know, it's just...
Yeah. When Mikhail was 14, there were so many boys' shoes at our back door
yeah.
that I had to move the studio into town.
Yeah.
I just couldn't stand it anymore. Like, it was just like, sometimes there'd be like seven pairs of shoes from... And they're big, you
yeah,
know what I mean?
I know.
From the boys visiting.
And you're so happy they're there.
You're happy they're
right?
there.
I'm
and you just gotta love them.
Home and I know I'm just on this cusp of them...
Yeah.
Leaving the nest, and I cherish that they're still there and they want to talk to me.
Yeah.
Like they are.
That's good.
They do.
That's
so,
good.
But
so
they,
nacho factory.
They like nachos.
Yeah. Let the nacho factory go.
Yeah.
So in 4 years, you've written 11 books. That's amazing. So you're prolific. When do you write?
Well, I write in the morning a
yeah.
lot.
Yeah.
I do find it hard to write when everybody's home.
Sure. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of noise. I write during the pandemic. I wrote a lot when everyone was home, and I wrote in the morning before
mm-hmm.
they got up. So
yeah.
Especially this time of year, if anybody is looking to get or sink their teeth into a project, like spring is the time. Right?
Yeah.
That's when I feel so energized. And
yes.
So, those daylight hours
yeah.
between 5 and 7
yeah.
are so valuable.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
Now, this fall, when they went back to school, I wrote this book in 10 days. I was so inspired.
Yeah.
And the kids were gone all day, and the house was quiet, and I just kind of...
You just did it.
I just did it. I had a playlist.
Yeah.
I'd like to set, like I was talking about setting the stage.
I had
a playlist. I had the candles. I had my writing desk organized, and I can just immerse myself and do it.
Good.
So 1 year I wrote 5 books. Last year I just wrote 1.
Yeah.
So it depends.
You sell these through Amazon.ca?
Yep, .com.ca. If you go into Amazon, wherever you live,
yep.
anywhere in the world,
right,
you can find them.
And how do they spell your name?
They spell my name. I don't know if that's reversed on there.
Melville.
Melville.
And I Googled.
Just like Herman Melville.
Just like Herman Melville.
We're
good
not related, but I'm going to ride his...
You're going to ride his last name?
I am.
Good for you. You're funny. So that's great. And you self-published them.
I did.
I love that. I love that you weren't waiting around for someone to authorize you to
and
say, hey, I can, you know, you can do this or...
And
tell me about that
I
experience.
Love self-publishing.
Yes.
You have full control.
Yeah.
I can get a book out in a month if I want it.
Right.
Like if I just want to write a book and just put it out, I can just do it.
Yeah.
Nobody has to...
Do you design them and everything yourself?
So I write them. My husband,
yes.
accountant.
Yes.
edits them.
Yes.
And he's not bad.
I'd say he's pretty good. Yeah.
I have an artist who does my drawings for me.
Yes.
I have another girl who does the cover.
Yeah.
And another guy in Nigeria. I have people all over the world helping me who does the internal.
He lays it out.
He lays it out.
Yeah.
And then I just pop it up and it's there. And they're available in Kindle format. So you can buy the ebook.
Yeah, you can buy the ebook.
Or paperback.
Or the paperback. Great. Yeah. And people can buy them from Amazon.com, Amazon.ca. And they
Amazon.uk.
Just. And there's 11 books. And I love that you just like took control of that.
Yeah.
What made you just take control of that yourself?
Well, there's a woman in New Zealand.
Yes.
Who is my mentor, and she had been doing it for a few years, and she put a book out. So if there's anyone out there who's interested in doing this.
Yes.
She put a book out called The Chic Author.
Yes.
And her name is Fiona Ferris.
Right.
She's from New Zealand. And in that book, that book outlines all the steps that you need to write a book and publish it on Amazon.
Yeah. Wow. That's
great. I mean,
great.
There are other books too. But
so you read that book?
I read the book and I started writing the book the next day.
Good for
you. It was that. She does such a good job at explaining how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And within 6 weeks, I have the first.
And how did you find all the components? Like, how did you find all the people to typeset it and the people to, like the man in Nigeria to typeset it?
So she referenced how she did it.
Yeah.
And then I just did the same thing.
Same
There's
thing.
A company called Fiverr.
Yeah, Fiverr, everybody.
So
yeah.
My cover designer and my formatter from Fiverr.
Yeah,
I found the artist. Through Shutterstock, I found a picture
Good.
I used for the first book, and I texted her, and she said, I can do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So it just, yeah.
And so you use her again and again, and you have a nice consistency throughout your books.
Yeah, I use her. She's all her, she does watercolor paintings.
So yeah. They're lovely.
They're all her.
Yeah.
Book.
Do you want to read us something from one of your books? Can you read us a little piece? I think it would be sweet.
What would I read?
If you want to, you don't have
to. Oh,
I do. Oh, good.
I just have to think. I was reading Elevate the Every Day, the first one the other day, and I was like, did I write this? It's so long.
I know. Sometimes you forget. I do that too. Or sometimes I'll see something and I think, and then I think, oh, wow, that's not bad. And then sometimes I think, oh, well, I've gotten better. That's good.
Okay. Maybe I'll read the conclusion to Seashells in My Pocket. This book is really special to me.
Tell us why.
It's based on our family cottage up in Bathurst, New Brunswick.
Right.
That I've been going my whole life.
Yeah.
And how I feel when I'm there. And the idea in writing the book was, how can I bottle up the way I feel when I'm here and bring it home with me? Because I always leave the beach. Like, don't we all leave the beach and go,
that was so good.
That was so good. How can you come home and keep that beach hair flowing?
Yeah, I know. It's something to think about. Well, the book tells you, right? I think that's the idea.
That's the idea of the book. So I'll just read the little conclusion.
Sure.
Thank you for joining me on this little excursion to the beach. I hope that you were able to collect a few seashells of inspiration to slip into your own pockets. The beach has many wise lessons to teach us, and I trust I've convinced you that you don't have to live on or near the seaside to embrace them into your everyday life. Living a beach-inspired life is available to each and every one of us. Capturing the essence of the beach is really about seeking more of what we instinctively crave and thrive on in life. Simplicity, peace, tranquility, freedom, connection, self-care, adventure, nature, and fresh air. What's so amazing and exciting is that each and every one of these things is free. And yours for the taking. It's really about shifting your mindset and tracking down the hidden seashells life has to offer.
Oh, that's beautiful, Jennifer. You are a good writer. You are an easy and natural writer.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just write sort of like I speak.
I think you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you do. We're going to put these in somebody's order this week. Jennifer has generously given us some books to put in somebody's order this week. So it will just be a random draw. So in the next 3 or 4 days, these books will go in somebody's order when you order. So you can order for a chance to win them, I guess. And I just really want to thank you for being here, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me.
I want you to tell everybody, Jennifer Melville, how people can find you.
Okay, well, you can find me on Amazon.
Yep.
Just type in Jennifer Melville into the search bar and all my books will pop up. But if you want a kind of a idea of what I'm up to or what I might be working on next or where I'm traveling or what my dogs are doing, what business they've gotten into, you can, best place to find me is Instagram.
Okay. So okay, great.
That would be the.elevated.everyday and Jennifer Melville.
The elevated dot. The elevated dot everyday.
Or if you just put in Jennifer Melville,
I feel like you'll come up. And you do have a website?
I do, but it's...
You don't really worry about it so much.
I'm also on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they're connected. But for some reason, I've got, you know, lots of followers on Instagram and just a handful on Facebook. And I don't know why it's not.
It's just your community, probably, how they like to find you.
Connecting, but
yeah.
You can even find me on Spotify because I have playlists.
You have playlists.
I have a playlist for this book. I have a playlist for this book too. Which
That's sweet.
Yeah.
So if someone likes to listen to music and they do it on Spotify.
Yeah. And I'll also gives you a flavor for what I was listening to when I wrote them.
Yeah. Okay. So you can find Jennifer on Instagram and you can find her on her website and on Amazon and Spotify. And I really appreciate you coming up today. It was lovely.
It was fun.
So I brought a little lunch. I'm going to make you a little light lunch and we're going to have a cup of tea.
Thank you for listening to Create Beauty Every Day. The podcast was brought to you by HookingRugs.com. Be sure to go over to HookingRugs.com and learn all about how you can create beauty every day.